You're going to say your name, Northwestern Lacrosse, and you're listening to the Mike Kaplan 100 podcast.
Got it?
Okay.
Say it with the same disdain about Justin Bieber. Go for it.
This is Kendall Halpern, Northwestern Lacrosse, and you're listening to the Mike 100 podcast.
Mike Kaplan 100 podcast.
Take two.
This is Kendall Halpern, Northwestern Lacrosse. You're listening to the Mike Kaplan 100 podcast.
Done in two takes.
The Mike Kaplan 100 podcast has been brought to you by RefereeRant.com. This is our craft. This is our skill. This is our voice. We have something to say. Referee Rant was conceived by a lowly official, me, looking to make side money on the weekend. Not that he didn't take it serious. He never thought of it as a skill, a craft, right there for the taking to master. Flag football turned into softball, softball to lacrosse, then basketball. Football, soccer, baseball soon followed. We're on the field. We're on the court. You may ref better than us, but you can't write like us. You might write better than us, but you can't ref like us. Marrying art and officiating. Find us at RefereeRant.com. Fight!
Our guest today is Northwestern superstar, Syosset, stud, lacrosse player, Kendall. How are we doing, Kendall?
I'm good, Mike. How are you?
I'm good. We also have Ralph the Ref here from RefereeRant.com. He's going to be hanging out with us for this podcast.
Yeah, and also rookie middle school lacrosse official on the girls' side. I just switched over from the boys. And, yeah, I'm back at the bottom. So probably will never ref you. Yeah.
That's okay.
Yeah.
So Kendall being a two-time All-American, really one time, but the pandemic happened. So, unfortunately, you couldn't play your senior season. So I'm going to give you two-time because – how do you get it your junior year and not your senior year? Two-time All-American high school. Now you're going into your freshman season at Northwestern. What's it been like training, working out, just everything through this pandemic? How's your experience been so far?
Yeah, definitely. My first few months at school have been really tough. The work is, I mean, all enjoyable. It's definitely an adjustment to what I'm used to in high school, preparing your body for the next level. And with the help of you, Mike, over the summer, definitely helped me prepare for that next level.
How do you manage, you know, everything, sports, being at Northwestern, one of the best academic schools? How did you manage everything between the grueling, you know, lifting schedule, working out, you know, lacrosse stuff, and then, you know, going to class and doing your work? Were you physically in school or was a lot of it online?
So it was all virtual, all online. That definitely was hard, but you just got to come up with the right schedule for you and manage everything together. When it's time to lift, when it's time to condition, when it's time to practice, you make that time, obviously. That's probably the priority. And then classes come next and you get the work done.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like, you know, the way you've been probably your whole life has prepared you for that anyway. That's why you're there. You know how to manage your time. You know, that's why you're so successful. When did you really, one, start playing lacrosse? And then when did it really become something that you wanted to do at, you know, at the next level?
So I actually grew up playing a bunch of other sports, and I think lacrosse came last. I started playing when I was in about third and fourth grade. Didn't play club until about fifth grade. That's late on the club side. I found out I wanted to go play at the next level when I was in summer of seventh grade when one of the top universities came to watch me play, and I had no idea I had the ability to go play in college until about then. I did miss a bunch of tournaments for basketball. Big basketball girl growing up, so I didn't really know I wanted to go play at the next level until then.
Yeah, I love, you know, talking to athletes who play three sports in high school because I, you know, I always think it's so important to play three sports. Just to change it up from one sport to another, different muscle groups, just from a mental standpoint, just to play a different sport. Nowadays, you see so many kids not playing three sports and just focusing on one sport. You know, that being said, what was it like, you know, going back to high school pre-corona, just like a normal day in your life? Like, how busy was it from going from one sport to another, to a trainer, to school? Just the commitment that you put into where you're at now.
Yeah, definitely. Every day you just got to strive to be the best you could be. And I think that I was a big multi-sport athlete girl. Sometimes I would go to practice 2 days, the same day, two practices. But yeah, I mean, I didn't love breaks. I mean, when you did have a break, it was nice, but you would mostly have like a 5-day break in between seasons. So that was pretty interesting.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's huge commitment to play, you know, at the level you're playing at. Did you, you know, what did you have to sacrifice? Do you feel like you missed out where maybe other kids were going out doing things and you couldn't because you had a tournament the next day, or you had to study, or you had practice? You know, what was that like, just giving up, you know, some social things to play?
There's definitely some sacrifices, but I love what I do, so it's not really considered sacrifices. Definitely, like, going out some nights you couldn't because you had Saturday 8 a.m. practice. But, yeah, I wouldn't really consider them sacrifices, like I said, just because we all love what we do, and hopefully that pays off.
Definitely. Now, do you remember that first time you came here when we had our first workout, what that experience was like?
Yeah, it sucked. I died, but it was good. I mean, it definitely got to me and made me realize where I need to be.
Now, from there till now, you know, you haven't, hopefully you're playing in the spring. You had goals of playing at college, you know, being a 2-time All-American. Do you have higher goals for yourself now than you did now that you're, you know, physically at school, you know, and training every day?
Yeah, I mean, playing at the next level, it's way different. Everyone's the best. You're not in high school anymore where you're just way above everyone. I think that going to the next level, it really helps you realize where you need to be. And I do set expectations for myself, and I just show up and work the hardest I can to be at that level.
There you go. So working out here all summer, you pretty much lived here. I would say you came, you worked out for an hour with me, then you did some sort of lift for maybe 30 minutes. Then you did some sort of lacrosse, whether it was on the wall or just drills. You know, since you were literally here, you know, you lived here all summer to prepare for your freshman season, what is your least favorite thing to do here? She's looking around at all the equipment.
I don't like the resistance on the walls. Either the things on the blue wall, those bands where you're doing like squat jumps, or the running bands. I'm not a fan.
What do you like?
I like core ball. I like anything with the dumbbells, you know, that stuff. Pretty good. I like the ladders in the beginning every day. Push-ups, nice.
Yeah, push-ups. You definitely do good push-ups. You know, being at Northwestern now, you haven't been able to go anywhere yet, right? As far as other schools in the fall, just playing at Northwestern.
Yeah, everything is inter-squad. We did scrimmage every Saturday, so that was nice. Yeah, it's going to be nice to go play a Big Ten schedule in the spring, hopefully, so that would be nice.
What place are you looking forward to going to the most? Which field or what school?
I'm looking forward to go play Maryland, Big Ten rivals. Hopefully we get to compete for a Big Ten championship this year, so that's going to be fun.
Definitely. What about at school, non-lacrosse related, what would be, you know, what are you looking forward to the most? To go see Chase play, the men's basketball?
Yeah, definitely. Go to see men's basketball play, that'd be fun. We would like to go see a football game. Unfortunately, that would not be possible because our team is thriving right now, so hopefully they make it to the Big Ten championship.
There you go. So being so successful through high school, literally every sport, you won every award possible for soccer, basketball, and lacrosse. Did you have any wild superstitions?
Yeah, so I was a big headband girl, and I also had a game day sandwich since I was in the 9th grade from Woodbury Country Deli. It had grilled chicken, lettuce, tomato, mozzarella, and balsamic on it. If I was feeling really hungry, I'd get chicken cutlet instead of grilled chicken, but it was mostly a chicken cutlet sandwich.
What would happen if you didn't get that?
Things would not go right. I wouldn't play well. No energy.
That's great stuff. So, you know, you being such a, you know, great role model when you're here and you're working out, you're always helping some of the younger kids or new kids that are here. Where you are now and how much time and commitment you put into, you know, playing, what advice would you give, you know, a younger kid who's first starting out maybe, you know, that wants to play at any sport but at the next level?
The biggest advice I could give is that you're in control of your own destiny, is how hard you work is what you'll get out of it. Everything competition comes from practice, so the way you train is the way you play.
There you go. That's good advice right there, Ralph. What do you think?
I think that's great advice, especially like just watching somebody work hard. And you tell me, just from you being here, especially with like the Instagram stories, I call it reverse peer pressure. Would you call it reverse peer pressure when he puts it on Instagram? Because you got to do the form correctly.
Yes. Yeah, when he's in front of you, you're like, oh, I got to go with the hardest I've ever worked.
Has he ever done it like while you're mid through your form and you're like, eh. And then he puts it up and then you're like, God damn it.
Yes.
Now I got to do this.
All the time. Every single thing he puts up.
But Kendall's not afraid to then reply to a story and tell me that somebody's not doing it the right way.
Mm, is that facts?
Maybe.
Being, you know, let's say because you played three sports, so it doesn't necessarily have to be lacrosse. What would you say was your best moment of your career?
Junior year soccer county championship. First time my team ever won counties. We were the 4 seed. I was a field player. I was actually injured almost that whole season. Massapequa, defending state champs, had gotten kicked out, so we knew we had a really good ride. I jumped into net during penalty kicks when it went into penalty kicks, being my crazy self. Was going up against a U19 USA goalie, and we won.
There you go.
And I scored the 7th kick, an extra kick.
So you're the goalie, and you scored the winning goal.
Yeah.
Wow. That's impressive.
Nuts.
Do you think I could score on you?
Probably.
Yeah, definitely. What when you were going through the whole recruiting process, it was pre-corona, so you were able to go and visit schools. I know you had pretty much every school in the country looking for you. Why did you end up choosing Northwestern?
The coaching staff, absolutely amazing. The history behind the program couldn't get better. And just to be able to compete for an NCAA championship, Big Ten championship, is just having an unreal feeling to compete at the highest level. So, and the academics, of course.
All right, now that you've been there, you know, I know you're loving school, even though it's not the normal way with everything going on. What, you know, what's the plan now that the school is saying for the spring?
Yeah, so basically right now all we know is we're looking to play a Big Ten schedule. You'd play a Friday, Sunday. So say we would travel to Penn State, you'd play Penn State Friday, stay there, play Penn State on Sunday. So that's what's going to happen as of now. But hopefully we get to play some of our rivalry at conference teams. I'd hope to play UNC, Taylor Marino. I can't wait to score on her and beat her out, so that's going to be fun.
There you go. Always good rivalry. Long Island kids playing each other at the next level. That being said, bringing Taylor up, who's a goalie at UNC, where, you know, who's now a senior at UNC, you being a freshman, where do you see yourself, you know, in a year from now or maybe 3 years? You know, at the college level, what are your goals? You know, being a 2-time high school All-American, where do you see yourself in a few years?
I mean, my goal is just to be the best I can be for my team. We would love to win a Big Ten championship first and then win an NCAA championship. That would be ideal and really fun. So just working hard every day to make my team the best as a team we could be.
Great stuff. You got anything for it, Ralph?
You still got to do your rapid fires. I want to know, so since you're near Chicago, have you had Lou Malnati's yet? Deep dish pizza?
I don't like deep dish. My coach is obsessed with deep dish.
You have to go to Lou Malnati's at least one time. Please.
I know.
Do it. You know, there's people that get it and they ship it to New York. That's how. Yes. So just get involved. I mean, you're there.
I don't like Chicago pizza. Their pizza is so much better.
You're not going through the culture. Go through the culture. That's all I got.
All right. Well, you're home now, so you can have some pizza in Long Island. All right. We're going to go keep it 100 with Mike Kaplan. 2 different words. Just give me 1 word, rapid fire. You ready?
Yes.
All right. Let's do it. Sleds or resistance bands?
Sleds.
Beach or snow?
Beach.
Hip-hop or country?
Country.
Long distance or sprints?
Sprints.
TikTok or Instagram?
Instagram.
Squats or lunges?
Squats.
FaceTime or text?
FaceTime.
Spotify or Apple Music?
Apple Music.
AirPods or Beats?
AirPods.
Netflix or Hulu?
Netflix.
Nike or Under Armour?
Under Armour.
I guess, yeah, Northwestern. You don't have a choice on that one.
Yeah.
Ed Sheeran or Justin Bieber?
Ed Sheeran.
What's your favorite late night snack?
I like some fruit and some ice cream.
There you go.
And ice cream.
Not together, I hope.
Sometimes. Anything that's
so you'll
in front
just
of me.
Sit on the couch, have some cantaloupe and some vanilla ice cream.
Yeah.
And just
tastes
eat it.
Delicious.
I'm down. I could eat some of that right now. Well, thank you so much for being on the show. We wish you the best of luck. 2-time All-American. Hopefully that transfers over to the college level. Good luck to you, and thank you for being on the show.
Thanks, Mike. Thanks, Ralph.
Thank you, Kendall.
Thanks for having
She's like,
me.
Ed Sheeran, come on now.
I didn't know if she had a Justin Bieber, you know, picture.
It was either because she really doesn't like Justin Bieber or she likes Ed Sheeran that much. Which one is it?
I don't like Justin Bieber.
See? I knew it was something. All right, peace.